USA Radio News.
Stimulus checks on the way. The Treasury Department and IRS already processing checks from the COVID relief bill signed into law Thursday. The bill criticized by Republicans as a liberal wish list. President Biden saying yesterday this bill can show government at its best.
It's really critical to demonstrate, not Democrat, Republican, it's critical to demonstrate that government can function and deliver prosperity, security, and opportunity for the people in this country.
You could find your stimulus money in your bank account as soon as this weekend. You can start tracking your check Monday at IRS.gov using the Get My Payment tool. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the rate of vaccinations is up 40% in the last month, over 2 million people a day now getting vaccinated. Los Angeles County can continue getting back to normal. Indoor restaurants and fitness centers among those that can reopen next week, and schools will welcome back more students. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Some European countries dealing with a third wave of the coronavirus. Italy to impose more restrictions on Monday and a national lockdown in the works for Easter weekend. Germany reporting a sudden spike in cases among children. Poland reporting 19,000 more cases Friday, its highest daily total in 4 months. COVID deaths spiking in Brazil. On back-to-back days this week, the country records over 2,200 deaths for the first time ever. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the FDA warning of false positives with COVID testing. Jeremy Scott has more.
The Food and Drug Administration issued the warning on Friday to facilities using Roche Diagnostics' COBUS test. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories for both the coronavirus and flu. The agency warns that problems with the test processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis and urge healthcare workers to run samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Minneapolis agrees to pay $27 million to settle the George Floyd family lawsuit. Tim Berg has the reaction from Floyd family attorney Benjamin Crump.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd.
The financial compensation most directly impacts George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rochester, New York officials facing criticism over the death of a black man while he was restrained by police. An independent report released yesterday finds the mayor and former police chief knowingly suppressed information about the death of Daniel Prude and made false statements. Democrats in New York continue to turn up the heat on Governor Andrew Cuomo. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand yesterday calling on Cuomo to resign. In a joint statement, they say due to the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of the people. Cuomo, though, continues to deny the allegations.
I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
Cuomo now facing sexual harassment allegations from 7 women. Reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward in New York Magazine on Friday. She claims Cuomo repeatedly touched her 7 years ago while she was in her mid-20s and covering the statehouse. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.